Another technique is the middle squeeze, right? You start with the operational end users, right? You get them to buy off on your new thing. It's cool, it's flashy. You've been engaging with that operational end user echelon for a little while. You incorporated their feedback. You adopted their changes. You really tailored that fit for them. But you also have awareness of how the senior leader thinks and what their objectives and mission are, right? And so you get the operational end users to go with you, right? You leverage their support and you go up to that top level and you go talk to the boss, right? You talk to that GoFo SES and you say, hey, I have this new cool tool. I've worked with your operational end users. They love my new thing. It's fantastic. It's solving all of their problems. Look, they had all these pain points and now I've remediated all these pain points that they used to have. And best of all, it supports your strategic vision. It supports your legacy. It supports your command objectives. Isn't this fantastic? Wouldn't this be great to institutionalize across your force? And you and that operational end user together join forces to convince that senior leader to put their support behind it. And then who's the one left holding the cheese? Is that middle layer, right? And so this is the middle squeeze where you and the operational end user use the power, right? The support of that top level person to then squeeze that middle person, right? To squeeze that middle bureaucrat to find the money, right? To reorganize the budget, to buy your new thing, to give to the operational end users. And so the senior leaders are happy and the operational folks are happy, but the folks in the middle are not too pleased because you squeeze them from both sides. And they probably know that you did it, right? Those ops folks didn't find your thing by accident, and that senior leader didn't necessarily come down on them for no reason. You were the one who kind of executed it. And again, going back, those senior leaders are going to rotate. They're only there for, you know, 24, 36 months tops. Same thing goes for the operational force folks. Those folks, I don't care if they're Joe Schmuckatelli private, they're going to get promoted in the next 24 months and they're going to change jobs. And with them, their support's going to go out the window. And so in 24 months, that great middle squeeze that worked really well for you is going to turn kind of sour. And those middle folks, middle layer folks, are gonna, you know, have their comeuppance, and you're gonna have to deal with the fact that you kind of ticked them off and screwed up their budget, and they're probably not going to treat you too kindly, right? And so the best way to work is really from the bottom up.